Here's the latest on the coronavirus.
We're all suffering, but you know who's suffering just as bad? Beer, hot dogs, peanuts, the stuff that you usually have when you go to
a bar.
Oh, I was going to say a baseball game.
That's bar food.
Oh, okay. Well, beer, hot dogs, and peanuts for the rest of us is the stuff that you have when you go to a stadium. And according to Sports Illustrated, Major League Baseball, in Major League Baseball alone, fans eat 18 million hot dogs, 7 million bags of peanuts. And that's just Major League. Remember, there's minor and local league as well.
Mm-hmm.
So the largest peanut manufacturer says that 25% of their revenue comes from stadiums. So they were like, well, we're going to be out a lot of money and have to fire people. And then suddenly people started shopping and buying tons of peanut butter. So they have literally turned lemons into lemonade by turning peanuts into peanut butter. So the peanut manufacturers who sell to stadiums are going to be saved because they're making peanut butter.
Can you imagine, though, right now it's springtime. Baseball should be in full effect. And
right.
Now all these stadiums are empty. And I don't know how they're doing it.
Hot dog people having the same issue. Mm-hmm. You know, they too lost a ton of business because no more stadiums. But lucky for them, people are eating more hot dogs now that they're home. And speaking of hot dogs, you know, the annual Nathan's hot dog eating contest?
Yeah.
Not been canceled yet.
Has it not?
Not. It's 4th of July weekend every single year. So mm-hmm. far, it hasn't been canceled. I have a feeling it will be because it's here in New York all the time at Nathan's, you know, in Brooklyn.
But it is outside and I don't know. I think we're going to be good by July to do outdoor things.
But what about beer? Now, beer's having a really, really hard time right now. We heard last week that the cheaper beers are flying off the shelves, but the craft beers, not only are they just sitting there on the shelves, but 1 million kegs of craft beer is about to be dumped out because craft beers only have a shelf life of 30 days. And it's been 60 days since most of us have been in quarantine. So, bye-bye, craft beer.
What about pumpkin beer?
Bye-bye, pumpkin beer.
Oh, they're not going to pour out pumpkin beer. That's sacrilegious.
You're going to have to pour one out for the great pumpkin, Charlie Brown. Sorry.
Oh, no.
Or you got to really, or start drinking now. Just keep pounding them every hour instead of coffee.
Somebody I follow on Facebook had a pumpkin beer last night on Facebook. I about passed out. I haven't even thought about pumpkin beer in 6 months, and I saw a pumpkin beer, and I'm like, oh, come on.
You love pumpkin-flavored everything, and Halloween is your one holiday every single – you celebrate Halloween all year long.
Yes. I have a pumpkin right here.
Of course you do.
I have a pumpkin. I have a skull.
Of course.
I have a Halloween microphone.
And what's the mat that it's on? It looks like a Ouija board.
That's a Ouija board mat.
Okay, it's a Ouija board. That's so funny. No, I thought that was bad enough, but I learned today that there's somebody in my building. Now, remember, we are talking about today. This is May that we're in. This is May. Somebody in my building today just got rid of their Christmas tree.
No, they did not.
Yes, they did. I went into my elevator. There were pine needles everywhere and it smelled like old Christmas tree. And I was like, are they using a new cleaner? So I asked the doorman, I was like, what's up with the smell in the elevator? He said, oh yeah, somebody just got rid of their Christmas tree.
Oh my.
It's May.
That's what's procrastination.
Or there's a major hoarder here that I don't know about.
Maybe, yeah, they could have just lost their tree. I thought it was over in that corner, but now it's covered with cat poo. So I don't know what's over there.
I finally found it.
Now I'm going to throw it out.
I started looking in January. I finally found it.
Only took me 5 months.